It is time. Y'all been talking about this all morning. Of course, it is National Women's Business Week, and women that own businesses in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area, we are talking to them right here on this radio program. And we're going to start today with Ostermiller Roofing, and representing Ostermiller is Penny Ostermiller. And she talked with Tony and, hey, had a lot to say about ladies in business.
Hi, Penny.
Hello, Tony.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, so this is interesting. I did a little reading on you. This is quite an interesting life you've led. Now, you started out, if I'm not mistaken, as a, well, first, you worked at UPS for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. For 5 years. I put myself through college.
Wow. And then.
On the midnight shift at that.
Oh, really? The overnight?
Yes.
And you slept when?
About 3 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly. And now you own your own business, and it's about the same. So,
yes.
Right?
That's right.
But anyway, but you started UPS. You worked there quite a while, got yourself through school, and you were into poli. You were a poli sci major.
Yes.
So how did you end up owning a roofing company? I mean, tell me this journey.
Well, when I graduated, I worked for an acquisition merger firm. And yeah. I loved law, and I was planning on going to law school. Ended up meeting my ex-husband, uh-huh. and he was a roofer, had a sole proprietorship.
Okay.
And I had gone to work for WebMD and worked for them.
Yeah, that was another thing I read about you. You were on WebMD, was pretty new. That was a real cutting-edge different thing.
Yes. It was actually, when it first started, it was actually MD on, and I went through all the mergers with them, mm-hmm. and it ended up being called WebMD.
Yeah.
And I worked for them for about 5 years as well. And I quit that job and came home, and we incorporated Ostermiller Roofing, and I've been running it ever since.
Wow. So you weren't really a floater. You didn't go from job to job. When you say you committed for a while, probably not knowing that something else was going to happen, is that?
Each job, I've learned something from it, and I just took it over. I literally had a great mentors at the corporations that I worked for, and they really just taught me to be a leader and how to run businesses. And
well, obviously you're a leader. It looks like you've kind of, whether you wanted to or not, where I was like, oh, I guess I'm doing this now, right? And I'm running the place, which happens sometimes, and you can go with it. So would you consider yourself an entrepreneur, or did you just kind of like, oh, this is interesting, maybe I'm supposed to do that?
Well, you know, at the time, I really didn't realize that. But I always, you know, even when I'm in a room with people and we're talking, I always think about what somebody needs or what can I do to, you know, help somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mind just works that way. So that's, I have six different companies, and it's because I found a need somebody else needed and that they're willing to pay for the service.
Right,
so
exactly.
I just start another company.
Now, and they're not all going to be home runs. I mean, we've all tried that. I've done a little bit of that myself. But are these six businesses related?
They are.
Four
of them are all in constructions, and two of them are in property management.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like everything I'm surrounded by is construction, so that's why it seems they're all related to construction.
Yeah. Was there anything prior to your ex-husband that was construction based in your family?
Well,
my father
was a framer,
okay.
So I grew up in construction.
So it was kind of a comfortable place for
you. Yes, and I swore I'd never be in construction.
Of course you did.
Here I am.
Yeah, exactly. How'd that work out? So how many folks do you have working for you?
At Ostermiller, we have 42 employees.
Okay. So this is the thing. And we're talking again with Penny Ostermiller, the CEO and owner of Ostermiller Roofing. It's a responsibility because you've got these guys and they're on roofs and they're dealing in 100-degree weather and they're doing a really, really hard job. And I just have so much respect for people like that. I mean, you've got to be grateful every day.
Yes.
It is not easy.
No, and their mindset was amazing. You know, they have sweat pouring off them, and they come in, and they're still so happy and just love their job. What they love, helping people.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't look at it like that, but literally when they go out and they're putting on roofs for these for the homes, it's these people live in them. That's why we work so hard, is to have a nice home to raise our children in and protect everything we love.
Right.
So these guys have such pride in doing that. And I love their energy. Every time I see the guys come in to get their paycheck, they're just full of energy.
Which is cool because it's not just a roof, like you said, and let alone all the damage it could cause.
We are talking with Penny Ostermiller, owner of Ostermiller Roofing, as a part of our National Women in Business Week celebration. And we're going to continue our discussion with Penny coming up in just a little bit right here on Hippie Radio 94.5.
Hippie Radio 94.5 from a green-eyed girl. It's brown-eyed girl in Van Morrison on Hippie Radio 94.5 on this Monday morning. Hey, it is National Women in Business Week, and we are taking some time out of our program and this week and talking to some very special women. And today we're talking with Penny Ostermiller of Ostermiller Roofing and has a lot to say about women in business in Middle Tennessee.
Is that how you sort of, you know, you're if you've got 40-plus employees, they are all different.
Mm-hmm.
And do you sort of know, okay, this is this type of customer. Oh, you know, Fred's going to be really good with them, or Sarah's going to be really good with them. Or,
absolutely. And yeah. I even, like for me as my leadership team, we all do the DIS assessment and the Enneagram test. So we all know how to talk to each other because
yeah.
we know how people are going to.
Right.
Everybody's different.
Absolutely.
Like
and they're all important.
Absolutely. So if you're going to send me an email, most of my employees know they're not going to send me a novel because I'm not going to read it.
Right. Exactly.
But they're going to send me bullet points and yep. they're going to tell me what they need. Their problems, and I'm going to help fix it.
And the funny part is, not only are your employees different, but so are your clients.
Absolutely.
So look, this person just wants to be texted. They don't want the details. This person is going to want a 20-page
yes.
explanation and spreadsheet.
Yes.
Okay. But if you know that up front, it's fine.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
yeah.
it's the questions you ask the homeowners.
Yeah.
Or the builders. You can figure out their personalities, and that's what we do a lot of psychology training at the office.
That's really smart to do that.
So that way you know your customers, you know who you're dealing with.
Yeah. And it's also an investment in your folks.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure they appreciate it as well. So anything you can do to, like, what are some of the things that you feel that you do a little differently that you offer your employees that maybe some other companies aren't thinking about? Because it sounds like you're really kind of in tune with your workforce.
Well, we build our culture. We do our quarterly bonus, team building events.
Mm-hmm.
We really try to be a family.
Yeah.
Everything we do, like as soon as I hire somebody, I tell them my name's on this company. My children walk around with this name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when they walk into a room, people are automatically going to know that they're related to the roofing company
yeah.
because there's not many Ostermillers. So I tell
them, and Nashville's big, but it's not that big because people know each other and they talk.
Absolutely. So I tell them everything we do, you know, for our reputation
mm-hmm.
and we do for our family. So while they're here, I always encourage the team. I don't want you to resent me at the end of the day. I want you to be thankful for me because when there is your kid's event or your family event, don't miss it.
Right. Exactly.
Go to that.
That's first.
Absolutely. It should
yeah.
always be first.
You know, as long as you don't take advantage.
That's right.
And some do, and some don't, though.
And they don't work there anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I understand that. So, you know, you're in the unique part about you being the owner, you are in the construction business, but I think I read a little bit somewhere where you're like, you know, my gender doesn't really matter.
No.
But it's, can you handle it? And I think that that's just kind of who you are, and it doesn't really matter if you're male or female. But, you know, if growing up in it had to be a benefit for you to understand, because there's some pretty, you know, strong-willed gentlemen out there.
Absolutely.
In that business in particular.
You know, I grew up with three brothers.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always seemed like in a man's world. So I don't really know a difference. So when people ask me all the time, what was the challenges of working in a men's industry? To me, it was not about that. It was not about
yeah.
the gender. It's never been
about getting the job done.
It was more about me learning myself
mm-hmm.
and overcoming my making sure I have confidence and knowing I tell people other roofing companies are not my competition.
Right.
I am my biggest competition
right.
because I know how hard I work.
Yeah.
But you know, it took me a long time not to be a boss, but be a leader
yeah.
and to help create leaders in my company. You know, for so many years, we just had our head down, working hard to grow the company and not paying attention to the culture and what was happening. And we got very stagnant. And so we were determined to change that. And that's one reason why we do the DIS assessment, so we can learn our personalities that we work with every day. And so I feel like because of that, and we care so much about each other,
mm-hmm.
that we have built good discipline, good habits, and we just naturally grow together because of that.
Yeah, I had a boss who taught me, it's like, look, if you want to excel and you want to move up that ladder, find your replacement. It's a sign of strength when
Absolutely.
So many leaders push their people down to make themselves feel better, when really it's the exact opposite. It's not about how many, you know, names of companies you can get on your business card. The higher up you go, the more you should be serving. The exact opposite of what most people do.
Yeah.
You're there to help your folks, your employees, and your customers do well.
Absolutely. You can put my management team in the room and you won't know which one of us is the leader because
yeah.
we all are like that.
Exactly.
And I love that feeling, that atmosphere. If when I go on vacation, I know the company is doing well.
Yeah. Not easy. Not easy to do. It takes a while to get there. Got to have those right people, the right amount of scale and all that stuff. So what kind of advice would you have for women in particular, since it's Women in Business Week, that really maybe aren't brave enough to get started but really know that they should? I mean, how do you get over that risk factor of whether you're dealing with banks or anything like that?
Well, I think for women, we all have this, and even men, that we have this imposter syndrome, thinking that we're not enough, and having that doubt with ourselves. And you know, it just becomes, you got to believe in yourself. Yeah. You to me, like, if you dream it, you can, well, you can save it, you dream it, you can achieve it. And I just think women need to have that faith that and believe in themselves and don't give up.
Yeah,
you may be knocked down 100 times. Just get back up and keep moving.
And don't compare yourself to other people.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
And that's in everything.
Yeah, because it's almost the self-talk that keeps you from doing what you really maybe were meant to do.
Absolutely. You know, the way we talk to ourselves, we believe that. So every day I get up out of the bed and I say to myself, I get to do this.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, I get to do it.
Yeah.
And so it just changed my mindset.
It makes you appreciate life and work more. Really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, and thank you very much for participating, and congratulations on all your success. I didn't even mention you got this big fancy award, a GAF President's Award.
Yes, thank
you. So congratulations for you.
Well, thank you.
And that was, and your business was Business of the Year in 2023.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, keep it rocking.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Penny, for coming in. Appreciate it.